This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hello, Kristen.
Hello, Megan.
We are podding again this week.
Yes, podcasting away.
And we're talking about race
Sail
etiquette.
Away.
Oh my gosh. We're talking about, I cannot edit that out. It stays. We're talking about race etiquette this week. But first,
beer time.
Woohoo!
Okay, so our beer today was brewed in the lovely Bradenton, Florida.
Oh my goodness.
And it is from Darwin Brewing Company. It is a tangerine wheat ale. I know we're excited about that.
What's the name of it?
Oh, Citra, is that it?
I think it's Circa.
Circa, whatever.
You prepared like this whole thing. I know you didn't even read the name.
No, I never read the name.
I love you.
Yeah, well, it's sort of like, so the can is like a orangey color, and there's like yellow writing, and
it's pretty.
It is pretty, but I just kind of blend in.
Yeah, it does blend in.
Yeah. Let's get to the description. Okay, so this tangerine wheat ale consists of Florida tangerines, crisp hops, and coriander combined in this crisp American wheat ale. Not overly sweet or sugary, this is a balanced warm weather beer ideal for the boat or the beach.
Mmm.
Not the river, though.
Sorry, river, you're out.
Yeah. This beer was brewed for pork tacos, fish, ceviche,
ceviche?
Ceviche?
Say ceviche? Ceviche?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys can add that part. Salads, seared chicken, or fresh fruit.
It sounds delicious.
Would you like to taste it?
Let's pop the top on that hops.
I feel like you need the
Yeah. Isn't it like Coke that used to have the commercials where they would pop it and be like,
I think so. They pour it over like really square ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, let me guess. You're not going to like it. You don't like any beer. I don't know why we beer test.
That's not true. I've liked like two beers.
Hmm.
See? Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Put your back in your pants there.
I don't know how I feel about this.
See? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a wheat beer. I don't know that I taste tangerine.
I don't taste tangerine. I was definitely expecting more citrus.
You want a second sip?
No.
I know you're pregnant, so you've got to sip and spit, but...
No, I'm good. I'll stick to my first sip, thanks.
Hmm. It's not bad. It's just, I don't know that I tasted a lot of tangerine in it. And maybe the more I drink it while we pod, the more tangerine-y it will get.
Yeah. Maybe it's the coriander.
Maybe it's the coriander. Hmm. Interesting. It's a light, refreshing beer. I would say it would be... I can see why they've paired it with what they've paired it with in the description.
Maybe if I had a nice fish taco or a ceviche.
I would drink this on the beach for sure, or a boat. Like, it's that kind of a light.
Just not the river.
Nice. Not the river. No, I would drink it on the river.
I don't know. All right. Rivers in Bradenton?
I don't know.
Where is Manatee Springs?
We'll have to look up the map. Oh my gosh, you're not going to do geography with me. I barely know where I live. Okay, so this week we are going to move on to our topic, which is race etiquette.
Yes.
We're passionate about this, so we hope it doesn't go too long, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So, I want to start off with one of the things that we've... This is probably not where we should start off, but I want to start off with one of the things. I don't know if you guys have picked on the fact that Megan and I are extremely friendly.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to always think everyone's as friendly as us. So we're big advocates of the wave.
Oh, yeah. This drives me flipping nuts. I didn't know you were going to start here. I like this. Go, go, go.
Yeah. So... When we're running in the morning, or anywhere that matter,
mm-hmm.
we don't run through, like, the Publix aisles or anything, but anyway, but when we're running and we're training, like, we always are like, good morning, hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're super sociable when we run.
Yeah, and then, like, sometimes we get nothing.
Sometimes if we're going hard, it's just a wave and, like, or a smile and a head nod.
Yeah.
And that's fine, too. I get that. If somebody's running past that's doing that. Totally understand, because I've had that feeling where I can't make words happen when I'm running and I'm just pushing for a time or training. But
But I still acknowledge people. It makes me nuts.
Yeah, when somebody doesn't even make eye contact with you when they run past.
At least
past.
A smile. Like, how many muscles does it take to smile?
Yeah, I had to say, so I moved this last year, and we used to run in my previous neighborhood. Now we run walk in this neighborhood, and I feel like my new neighborhood's so much more friendly. It makes me really happy.
Yeah, we don't see anyone in my neighborhood.
There's that guy on the bike.
Oh, the guy on the bike.
He's
yes.
so nice. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen Bloodhound Guy? The guy with the bloodhound?
No, I have to meet him.
Oh, but, so here's the thing. So Bloodhound Guy actually talks. Like, you'll start running, and he's like, good morning. I'm like, good morning. And then he's like, nice day. I'm like, nice day.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
And, like, you're trying to think, like, oh, wow, how can I get out of this conversation?
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. I would rather have Bloodhound Guy than no communication.
Yeah. I passed my girlfriend Amy once out in Hale, and I was running, and she was like, good morning. And hey, she's like, hey, Meg, good morning. And I was like, oh, my gosh, Amy, I haven't seen you in a long time. Good morning. And then I was like, I'd love to catch up, but I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And we just passed. She was like, me too. I'm on a long run. I was like, me too. See you later. Good luck.
Yeah.
And we just passed and kept going. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. I just want some form of I see you, you see me. We're both runners. Cool.
Yeah, and on the same sense of I see you, I see me, if you're sharing the sidewalk or the bike path, if you're on a road without a sidewalk and you're sharing the bike path, and a bicyclist comes up and guys on the bikes, like I have a bike. I try every time I'm on my bike and I'm pedaling, if I see a runner with headphones in, I'm like dinging my bell, excuse me, coming up behind you. Cause I know how scared I've gotten when they come out of nowhere.
Yeah. It's scary.
I'm screamed.
I'm a bad bicyclist. Like, I don't know. I feel like I am not completely comfortable on my bike. And so a lot of times I will just ride up and I'm very nervous about what's going to happen. So, but I need to learn to be more vocal. I do.
Yeah. I'm like I have my bell.
Yeah.
And I'm loud. Like, I don't
You're
know.
Very loud.
Yeah. So I'm like, excuse me, coming up behind you. At least when they turn around and acknowledge me, because you can attest, like if a bicycle comes up behind us and we don't know they're coming, like I scream, the guy almost falls off the bike. Like it's bad for everyone.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
I was in the woods once running by myself, which is not safe. I don't advocate for that, but I was by myself out on a trail and I'm rapping and I'm not good at it. Obviously, I'm terrible.
Why are you rapping?
It was, I'm Missy Elliott, I think. And anyways, so I'm like really breaking it down out loud because I was by myself in the woods and this bicyclist came up full steam behind me and I could not hear him coming because I had headphones in too. This is the most unsafe way to be out in the woods. And anyways,
You had both your headphones in?
Yes. I don't know what I was thinking. I was just having a beautiful day. Like, it was just a gorgeous, nice day and I was really into it. So he came up behind me, got beside me before I realized he was there, and he was moving fast and like whipped past me, and I started screaming bloody murder and doubled over in a ball because I thought I was under attack. You must have thought I was crazy. Like, here come up on this girl terribly rapping Missy Elliott, and then she screams. Anyways, it was nuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay, moving on, race etiquette.
So wave.
Yeah, wave.
Acknowledge, smile.
Acknowledge. Make sure you let people know that you're coming up if you're on a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Stay to the... So race traffic or run traffic moves just like the road does. And if you're on the sidewalk, you know, you're staying with traffic. And if you have somebody coming up behind you, you get to the right just to let them pass on the left like you would on the road. And that's the same thing when you're in a race as well. You want to make sure that if somebody's trying to pass you, that you're on the right. If you slow down to walk, you get to the right. We like to do the hand up thing and say walking when we're getting ready to walk.
And please check the people behind you.
Yeah. You always want to make sure to look around and behind you that you're not just stopping in front of somebody because that leads to problems.
Yeah. It's so, to be the person you're stopping in front of,
mm-hmm.
like you're running, all of a sudden there's someone walking. If it's like a Disney run, there's already like 30,000 people in front of you.
Yeah.
And literally, like this person just killed your momentum.
Yeah.
Like, I know people don't do it intentionally.
No, of course.
But, like, at the same time, like, just be aware of your surroundings. Like, you would want someone doing that to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
For sure. And it does, it just messes everything up. And you have to kind of, just like when you're driving, you have to see ahead. So you have to kind of gauge what everyone else is doing around you before you pull over and walk.
Yeah.
Just take a good survey before you make that move and see, like, you can kind of tell when somebody's doing...
timing
and they're gonna start walking soon. You don't want to get in front of them and start walking or, you know what I mean? Like, get behind them and then start running or it just be really cognitive of what's happening around you. You have to just be aware of your surroundings. Now, when it's a less populated race, it's not as important, right?
No.
But
no.
But still a kind courtesy to do to your fellow runners because it would make you so mad if, like you said, you lost momentum. So, during a race, it's really important to walk or run no more than 2 abreast. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, I thought you knew that.
I did not know that. That's why I was looking at you like, what?
Yeah. That's something. Even Jeff Galloway says that when he gets on the stage before the runs. Yeah, he does.
I'm usually peeing.
Yeah, it's true. You're usually at the porta potty. Yeah, you don't want to get into groups of 3 and make like a barricade of people.
Remember that those people that did that one year?
Yeah, and they were pissed if you tried to get around them.
Yeah, and they people posted their picture all over all the Facebook.
Yeah. Mm, terrible.
Yeah.
Don't be those people.
This is one that you and I struggle with while training.
Okay.
You use the crosswalk.
Oh, well, on the road sidewalk training.
Yeah.
Yeah, runner etiquette. We're terrible with that.
And not so much that we don't use the crosswalk. We actually get to the point of using the crosswalk. It's just one of us, I'm not going to say who, myself, has a bad habit of running when I'm like, oh, we can totally make this, and then I almost kill us.
I've done that a couple times with this, too.
Or, I'm not going to say which one of us, Megan, has confusions about which crosswalk.
Yeah, figure out what button does what.
What button crosses what side of the road. So
I always push the wrong button and then I'm waiting forever and then I get frustrated and just go.
And I'm like, what button did you push? And she's like, this one. I'm like, wrong one.
I'm like, I pushed the one for 39th. We're crossing 15th. I'm like, oh my gosh. So it confuses me. Roads confuse me.
I've almost killed us a couple of times. You've almost killed us a couple of times.
Yeah, we're pretty even on the near-death experiences, I would say. Do not block runners coming up behind you by swerving back and forth across the course. Like, sometimes I have a tendency to do this, but out of fun, I'll just, like, run around. But I usually make sure no one's around before I do it. I'm not doing it
while there's a lot of people. Sometimes you, like, goof off a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're, like, just try to stay your course if you're not sure if anybody's around you or it's a busy area.
Like, do you remember on the horrible mermaid run that we've talked about, how bored I got? I was, like, running all over the sidewalk in, like, different directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That happens. That totally happens.
Yeah.
Or we're dancing back and forth.
Okay, let's see. So I know that we have, this is more for training runs, but I know that we have gone out with my dogs before running. I have 2 big dogs, Boxer and a Lab. So, I mean, they're friendly dogs, but you necessarily wouldn't know that because they're big dogs. So if you're running with your dog, like, keep your friend close to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's important because not everyone is as dog friendly as we are.
Yes. If it's a race and you've got your dog with you, same principle.
Yeah.
You don't want anybody to hit that leash or.
Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously it's becoming more acceptable now and now there's service dogs that, you know, run and stuff like that, which is great. But I know for training runs at times or really scary if someone else has brought their 4-legged friend to run with them, like, personally, like, I've never read anything on this, but I feel like you should keep each person between the dog. You know what I mean? So, like, if we're running, like, my dog should be on the outside, the other person's dog should be on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So that way the 2 dogs don't pass. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I got. But keep your dog close.
Keep your dog close. Keep it safe.
And carry poop bags. Don't be that person.
Yeah. Kristen's been that person. She's signaling to herself. Sometimes she forgets. We have to go back for it. And then we have to figure out where the poop was. Let me tell you, that's not fun, folks.
It's not like you can hide Lap or Boxer poop.
No, yeah, definitely not. Oh, my gosh. At least my dog's 11 pounds. I can be like, yeah, there's a leaf over here.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, if you have to spit, or sometimes it's cold outside and some runners have perfected the snot rocket.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I did it for the first time this last weekend and I was desperate and I successfully achieved it. My mother would be proud.
I just don't think I can get the great, like, projection for a snot rocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
My husband can do a gnarly snot rocket. Like, he's good at it.
I just think that if you're going to spit or snot rocket, you really need to move over to the side of the road.
Yeah.
If you're in a race. So, but I've had like, and then the same thing kind of with the water cups. If you're going to throw your water cup down, just make sure that nobody's behind you. I legitimately hit this woman straight in the chest with half a cup of water during one of my marathons, and I didn't mean to. I had thrown it back and I had thrown it off to the side of the road, and the wind was super vicious that day, and it actually grabbed the cup and smacked her. Like, and she said, I watched the wind like push it back towards me, so I know you didn't mean to do it on purpose. She's like, it's okay. And I was like, I'm so sorry, all down the front of her. It felt so bad.
Do you remember, speaking of throwing water bottles, do you remember at Princess?
Yes.
So if you're in the corrals, guys, or if you're waiting for it to start and you need to get rid of your water bottle, don't throw it.
Over people
and almost knock some lady out.
Jeez.
Like, she threw that thing with force.
Yeah, it pegged somebody in the side of the head.
Yeah.
Don't be that person.
Yeah, just hold on to it. Like, there'll be a spot close to there where you can put it down safely, away from anyone, a trip hazard, anything like that. Just don't be that person that thinks you can make it in the trash over, you know, 500 people or whatever. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're not Peyton Manning.
You're not Peyton Manning. You're just Eli, okay?
Yeah. Let's be honest.
In the Manning brother world, yeah. You're only Eli. If someone comes up behind you and says, excuse me, or on your right, make sure to try and wiggle over if you can a little bit. And then also, if you're coming up from behind somebody and they have their headphones in, it's totally polite to tap somebody on the shoulder or their elbow and say, coming up, like trying to let them know that you're passing them if you need to make a little wiggle room instead of just pushing them through. So,
yeah.
That's totally good etiquette.
Yeah, if you're in a trail and there's no room,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You should probably wait like a good 30 seconds. And then ask to pass them. Because maybe they... Do you ever get like the sixth sense someone that's behind you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially, but even... If nobody else is there, sometimes if I'm wearing my water pack.
I was going to say, you ever scare yourself with your camel pack?
Yeah, I do. My camel pack will make noise and the water will move and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to die. This is the end.
So my husband one day was being very sweet and packed my camel pack for me, but he put ice in it. And it scared both of us the entire time we were running. We were both like, what was that? Oh, a camel pack.
Oh my gosh. He's never allowed to do that again.
No, thanks Mike, but.
Thanks Mike, but no. Thanks, but no thanks. So if you need to tie your shoe, same thing. Just move over.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. Costume malfunctions.
Yeah, any of that kind of stuff you have to fix.
Yeah, leave your throwaway clothes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the course.
Yeah, where anybody can step or have an accident or...
Yeah.
You'd feel terrible if you ruined somebody's run, first thing, for sure. So what about cheaters? What about people cutting the course?
That's just their own personal low issues.
Doesn't it make you mad though if they get a medal at the end?
It does make me mad, but I feel like karma will get them.
Yeah.
Do you remember after my hip surgery? I think I ran this run with Julia. After my hip surgery, it was my first like 10K back, and I ended up looping and doing just the 5K because the road was real slippery, and I was like, I think I'm just going to...
Mm-hmm.
I was still fresh on my Golden Girl hip. I wasn't quite ready to test it out that on the slippery pavement. And then they're like, oh, you won the 10K, and I'm like, nope, short it. And everyone came up to me and were like, wow, thanks for being honest. I'm like, what? Why wouldn't I have been honest?
Do you not see me limping my way back here?
Like... Well, I don't understand. Like, why wouldn't I be honest about it?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, literally, like, I would say at least 10 people came up to me and were like, oh, thanks for being honest. I really appreciate it.
I don't know.
What kind of society is that they did thank you for being honest?
Well, I think it's nice they did.
Yeah, I agree.
They're just really polite people.
Yeah.
Always make sure you yield for police and emergency vehicles.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
Get on over for them.
Yeah.
Let them through. If you're on a run, a lot of times they'll be on bicycles.
Yeah, then medicals.
It's hard for them to get through, and they need to kind of be on the road as much as possible. So we have to make a little room for them if they
need it. And don't be the rubbernecker. If someone's hurt on the run, like, don't be those people that stop.
What?
You know, like, if someone's, like, fallen.
Yeah, but you should stop and help somebody.
No, if medical's already there.
Oh.
No.
Like, don't stop and look. Yeah. It sounded like you were like, leave them behind and keep running.
Every man for themselves. No, if medical's already there.
I'm with you now. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't stop and be a looky-loo.
Yeah. Gotcha. If medical's already there.
But don't be a jerk. If somebody falls, you should help them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, that's so funny. What else are we missing? That's all you got.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm. And just be, this is just a side personal note. Not every root is a snake.
Oh, that's a good, that's really good. Oh, I do have one more thing. I think that if you are coming up on a finish line, I have two things. Okay, one is make sure to thank all of the volunteers.
Yes, we do that all the time.
We do that. We thank, we probably are a little annoying, but yeah. We just want to make sure every person knows that they're appreciated.
And we also make bad jokes.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite ones to make, I make it every run, every race, is if there's a cop blocking a red light or a stop sign,
mm-hmm.
and I run through it, I'm always like, hey, I just ran this red light.
Mine is always at the aid stations. I think I'm in the lead, right? Haven't seen anybody else come through yet. So bad. Hashtag dad jokes. So bad.
And I can always tell, like, what cops have sense of humor is because some of them laugh and some of them are, like, stone cold. So
that doesn't mean they have a sense of humor. That just means they get your dad joke humor and not... They're probably, like, the ones that do are, like, that's the worst joke I've ever heard. The ones that don't.
Yeah, but they could still laugh.
But, okay. You want a pity laugh?
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm gonna waste my precious run breath on telling you a bad dad joke, you can at least crack a smile there, Iceman.
Oh my gosh. Okay, my other thing that I had is not stop at the finish line. Because a lot of times you'll cross the finish line, you'll get your medal, and then it's really easy to, like, stop or want to take a picture right there.
Oh, yeah. Disney and, like, all those big runs are awful about...
Yeah. I feel like Disney's pretty good about being... Well, Paris wasn't, but in the States, they're really good about being, keep it moving. They've got people pushing you through. But, yeah.
The hot guy is always at the finish line.
It's... What?
The hot guy.
Oh, the hot guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Disney has one hot guy that helps organize them.
We should find him one day.
Take a picture with him.
Yeah.
Although it's, I don't know. Anyways, we've talked about this before. He probably talks weird or has a weird...
No, but we heard him on the microphone that day.
Oh, that's right.
Remember? And he was like, this way for the challenge medals.
Okay. You're right. We heard him at the finish line that one time. Yeah. You're right. Anyways, okay. So just keep it moving at the finish line. Push it through. Don't stop and hold up traffic. And yeah, I think that's it for... If you have any race etiquette that you think that we missed, I'm sure we'll do another episode at some point about it.
Yeah.
And talk about it. So let us know. Hit us up on Facebook or Insta or email us.
Yeah.
Right. Otherwise, all right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks so much for joining us again today, guys. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. Also, don't forget to hit us up on Insta and Facebook at Running on Sunshine.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.